Are you sad and depressed and frustrated with your life right now? And you sort of see that there's no hope for the future. So for me lately, I've just been clinging onto the word so much and just searching and searching and praying and praying. And I've just received so much encouragement through the scriptures and direction as well. And in the book of Isaiah, on chapter 35 now, and it's just absolutely given me so much hope and excitement for the future in Christ. And I want you to have that hope as well if you don't have it yet. And I just want to read a little bit from verse 5 from chapter 35. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. And then from verse 8, and a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. It will be for those who walk on that way. The unclean will not journey on it. Wicked fools will not go about on it. So there's a picture there of something beautiful that's set aside for those that trust in the Lord, those that recognize that Christ is King. And you have to see that even if you live a good life and you say, well, I don't commit murder or I don't lie or these sort of things, God looks at the heart. Man looks at the outward appearance. So he sees your heart. He sees your motives. And often pride gets in the way of us doing good things as well. So we have to be cautious of that. And there's a picture of righteousness and justice. And righteousness is the seat of justice and judgment that is to follow. I mean, we know in all governments and in judicial systems, there has to be some type of punishment or some type of system in place of retribution, so that there's hope and payment, as it were. We're not vindictive and vengeful, but there has to be a system in place to protect others and to bring peace in the end. And that's the fruit of righteousness and justice, is peace. And we see that ultimately in the end times and in heaven itself. And friends, I'm so excited about chapter 35 and what I read, I want. And you know what? I'm going to get it. And I'm so excited. I don't doubt, because I trust in the living Lord and I trust in his word. And I want this and I can't wait for it. And it gives me such hope even to live now. So looking at verse 10, but only the redeemed will walk there, and those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Don't you want a crown of joy? Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. No more tears, just a crown of joy. I want that, and I'm going to get it as well. I'm so excited for that day, but I want you to have it as well. You need to search out Christ. You need to bend the knee, repent, and say that you're sorry for your sins and turn your back on them. Recognize that Jesus is the King and part of the Holy Trinity. He's the only way to God the Father. The scripture is very, very clear on that, friends. I just want to end with a prayer now. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your word again. Every day there are more riches to be found. And if we just dwell in it, it can change our hearts and give us hope. Father, we just pray for those that don't yet know you. We just pray that you would open their hearts to receive you, and to turn away from their old lives and to start new in Christ, so they can claim these promises, the hope, and to have that crown of joy in the end. Jesus, we give our lives to you with gratitude in the name of Christ. Amen.